Hi, this is Ahmed Sharif, and you are listening to From the Newsroom, the daily evening news catch-up show from Deccan Herald. Here is the top news of today, June 19th, 2021. If COVID-appropriate behavior is not followed and crowding not prevented, the next wave of the viral infection can strike the country in the next 6 to 8 weeks, AIIMS Director Randeep Guleria warned today. Until a sizable number of the population is vaccinated, COVID-appropriate behavior needs to be followed aggressively, he said, and stressed on the need for stricter surveillance and area-specific lockdowns in case of a significant surge. Guleria reiterated that till now, there is no evidence to suggest that children will be affected more in the next wave of the infection. The Finance Ministry has today asserted that Indian customer deposits in Swiss banks have fallen since 2019, but said it is seeking details from Swiss authorities on the relevant facts along with their view on possible reasons for changes in funds parked by individuals and entities in 2020. In a statement, the ministry said the deposits have halved but did not give numbers. The ultra-conservative cleric Ebrahim Raisi was declared the winner today of Iran's presidential election, a widely anticipated result after many political heavyweights were barred from running. Raisi won 62% of the vote in about 90% of ballots counted from Friday's election. Poll officials said without releasing turnout figures after the three other candidates had conceded defeat. Outgoing moderate President Hassan Rouhani said that he congratulates the people on their choice. Rouhani had served a maximum of 2 consecutive 4-year terms and leaves office in August. That's all for today. For more news and updates, log on to deccanherald.com and have a great evening.